5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm just hunky-dory, and you?
I'm hunky as well.
Oh, fabulous. And Dory, I hope, also.
Dory's there, too.
Well, we have a very interesting show tonight. The energies have been so spectacularly unique that I really wouldn't have traded this ride for anything. It's just been a hell of a ride to get here. Tonight's show is on integrating and emerging. It's all happening at the same time, and yes, it is.
Wow, fine.
Oh man, so it's exciting, confusing, frustrating, and busy, and new thoughts, feelings, discovering new aspects of yourself and feeling stronger for moments and hours and sometimes for days, integrating other aspects and lifetimes and more of our higher selves. And this is really a fascinating time. And we can go from, the heights to the depths in a matter of moments. It's like, and bound right back out again. So I'm finding this of an incredibly interesting time. And I don't know about you, Veronica, but I've had this sensing of being so incredibly busy, feeling like I'm not getting enough done, and yet doing 2 to 3 times more than I ever do.
I'm doing that, exactly
yeah.
That. And it's ridiculous.
It's just, it's amazing. And I have people say, well, I feel like I should be doing so much more, but I'm thinking, no, we're all zooming around like mad people here. And, it's exciting, but it's also, I was zooming through traffic the other day, and I'm thinking, and I love to play in the car, because to me that's always I love to play with magic in the car. And I was moving traffic. I wanted to move, Moses, right?
Parting the red cars.
Absolutely. And it was happening. I was having so much fun. And then I thought, Jackie, you never drive like this. But, I mean, I was just playing with it, and it was really very exciting. And I thought, God, because my nature, I really do drive fairly conservative. My son says no, but I do, And, wow, it's just been a fascinating time playing with magic right now. I don't know if anybody else likes to do that, but I love to see if things can just manifest. I don't know how to explain. I don't know if I can put this into words, but I don't know about anybody else, but I've been feeling fairly invincible, which I've been finding really interesting, not from an ego perspective. But just feeling like this is time to do all the things I put off and, for so long, especially for me, things for me, restructuring and I'm just having a great time with all of this. How about you?
Are you not coming into a birthday?
Yes, I am.
This is kind of an 11th house kind of thing, isn't it? 11th, 12th house.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know more about astrology than I do, but I mean, I'm really just zooming around. And tonight,
I'm zooming too. I'm not construct. Well, yeah, I'm getting pretty serious about redeveloping my direction on the planet. And oh my, I'm really kind
well
of
now. That's right in alignment with the new moon coming up. So you're right on right now, Veronica. You're absolutely right on. I'll get to that. Let's see. Linda Hill just came out with this today. October 17th and 18th promises more interesting insights and realizations. Let's see. This symbol can indicate an insight into something that can change the course of one's life. The autumn leaf in this symbol brings to the pilgrim the sudden understanding of the cycle of life, death, and rebirth, the mystery of life. She kind of goes on. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. This can be experienced, can change one's life if time is taken to stop long enough to really look into it. Following keywords for this new moon are fleeting inspiration, seeing things in their own time, spiritual revelations, conversations with God, feeling blessed. I read a couple of things about the new moon, and they're very much talking about this being everything tonight really is kind of pointing in this direction, that this is a huge turning point right now, and that we're really being called to make major changes in our lives. People coming in, you know, new people coming in, old people coming out or going out, some people coming back from the past, you know, taking chances, deciding to step out into new arenas, getting clarity about, you know, having these kind of epiphanies, letting go of what's held us back, you know, our shadow stuff that's kept us from stepping forward. So, you know, you're right in alignment, honey.
Well, and I was just thinking, I've been thinking over the last little while about, gee, did I miss an opportunity? And then I go, no, I've actually, I'm just coming to a point where I can handle all of this stuff. It's a really, it's an odd feeling of like, no, we're just getting integrated enough to be able to step forward in certain ways.
That's really it. That is it in a nutshell. I'll just read this. Many people have been saying they feel that something really big is coming in today's Solera Surf Report update addresses this so beautifully. Huge waves of the new are rolling in, people spinning out and coming into our lives. We're at a turning point through the end of the year. Something far vaster and far more important is taking place. Choose to be part of this mammoth transfer from duality to oneness, because this is why we are here. This time right now is so much about stepping into, you know, taking that being able to integrate enough to be able to step forward. And I think we're all looking at that as one of my precious people I work with was doing a session on her the other day, and as I'm looking at her energetically, and I thought, oh, my word, she is integrating so much in of who she really is, and I see this emergence in her, which is where the name of tonight's show came from, of this empowered, amazing being. And of course, you know, we know this is all always a mirror for all of us. If we can see it in another, it exists within us as well. But this sensing, and I'm feeling it as well, this sensing of integrating in so much more of me, of the greater me, of the more of me, you know, higher self and my other lifetimes, and I'm actually feeling it. You know, we've talked about it over the last couple of weeks or month or two or whatever, but I'm actually feeling it, and I'm feeling the energies coming through me are so much more powerful. My ability to handle them is so much more powerful, not getting, you know, laid out by them, and I can feel it in you too, Veronica, which is just so exciting that you're right. You're finally at a point now where you can, you have enough integrated to be able to step forward and really do the work of your dreams.
Yeah, I really think that's true. And for you.
Well, I think that we're opening up to the true possibility of our dreams now. That yes, we can have the things that we have desired. And I've played with this for a long time about what do I really want, and if I really focus on something, I can get it in a minute. I've always felt this way. It's been a real interesting thing. If I need, it's been happening this last couple of weeks so beautifully that, you know, if I decide I want to do this or I want to do that, the right people are just there right in front of me that are the perfect people to do this. And I just look at it and I look up and I go, thank you guys so much. It doesn't matter who I'm with. People look at me like, what?
That's great. Yeah, I've got to have a couple of miraculous those things, too. Not miraculous, but just what we believe we create, right?
I think it's trusting it now more than we've ever trusted before, that we can do this. And we've healed and cleared and cleaned, I think, enough to be able to now really, without, you know, again, the shadow stuff that has stood in our way so dramatically from us having and creating all that we've wanted, you know, all of the sabotaging stuff that we've had that's been sitting in the shadow, all the reasons why not, are starting to move out of the way. And I think a lot of people listening tonight are thinking, look, I've worked damn hard to be where I am right now. I do deserve. I really do deserve. I can do this. You know, a lot of people have been on the fence for a long time about wanting to step out and do their great work. You know, am I ready? Can I do it? You know, will my breathing be okay? Well, you know, because we've all had these interesting times of physical challenges as we've been healing and clearing. This came from, and I love this, this is from Lauren Gorgo, who does Think With Your Heart. It's just a couple of paragraphs here, short ones. According to the Pleiadians, the first wave path pavers completed the universal clearing phase on 9-9, and from now until 12-12, we will be undergoing the cellular repatterning needed to vibrationally align with our divine blueprint or quantum anatomy. This basically means that our bodies really need our love right now, because every single cell is being attuned to what I'm hearing as scalar wave patterning, or zero-point neutrality, and what the invisibles keep referring to as our new vibrational home in consciousness. That's why we're still enduring so much physical clearing. It is the clearing part that really has us feeling so manic, basically, because bliss hurts. Rather, bliss is always followed by the resurgence of all that is not bliss in the expansion, contraction process of purging and integrating any darkness or fear in our lives and bodies. Let me explain. Each time we climb to a new vibrational level in consciousness and let more bliss or God, Christ consciousness into our lives and bodies, our DNA is then activated on a higher level to transmit information to our cells to match that vibration, which means healing anything that is not aligned with bliss. I love this. I just thought this was brilliant. And I think we've been doing so much of this, you know, this as we've been riding this roller coaster of ascension symptoms. And, you know, it's come up in the last couple of weeks about how we're healing not only this lifetime but other lifetimes, which are showing up, the team said this, about showing up in the cellular, you know, in the cells, showing up as physical aches, pains. You know, everybody goes to the doctor and the doctor can't find a damn thing, this ovary and, you know, that organ, and there's really nothing there in the physical that the doctors can determine, and yet the pain is there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we are clearing at such extraordinary levels right now that will allow us to let in all of the wonderful things that are coming right now. And this sense of expansiveness, I can feel it in your energy field tonight, Veronica. And actually for everybody that's listening, that potential for that expansiveness, and I think everybody's having this sensing somewhere that something big is coming, something great is coming. I've had different clients mention it as well.
I have three different people say that to me over the last day. I feel it. I go, well, I feel it too. Isn't that interesting?
And for those of you listening, Veronica and I have not had a chance to talk this week, so it's always fun when we get the same information and it shows up in all the notes and everything. Well, I want to share a really interesting, this is how fast things can change, and this is why I would say to everybody, don't give up on anyone right now. For those of you who've listened to the show for a while, and we've been doing this for over 2 years.
Can you believe that?
Actually, well over 2 years. We started in December of 06.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And at any rate, what's interesting is that my son's father, my ex-husband, we've had a very estranged relationship, and so the son and father. And my son has started seeing his father again when he goes up to Utah to visit. And last visit, he went and rented What the Bleep Do We Know and Down the Rabbit Hole two very powerful videos, and they watched them together. When he went up this time, and he was going up for 10 days for a vacation, he took 5 DVDs out of my library, and 2 of them, I mean, I was amazed at what he had chosen. Right? I thought he was very intuitively aligned, and I knew this was very big stuff. So, and he started with some chess stuff before he left. And got up there, and the first two, I just told him what order to watch them in, were these two I've talked about on the show a number of times by Dr. Michael Ledwith, Hamburger Universe, Deep Deceptions Part 1, and Deep Deceptions Part 2, How Jesus Became a Christ. My son called the following day after they watched these going, "Oh, my God." He just kept saying it over and over. And I said, "What?" And he said, "Mom, how could you not have made me watch those?" And I said, "Well, actually, I made you watch one, but I don't think you were ready for it at the time." And he said, "Mom, I watched my dad, his entire belief system, completely break down and reintegrate on a whole new level before my eyes." Now, his dad is Catholic Italian, worked for the Catholic Diocese in Salt Lake City for probably 20 years. I mean, this is big stuff. And he and his dad, you know, were at the library doing research on some of the books that Dr. Ledwith referred to, and he was reading books on Buddha and karma. And just and he kept calling me from there saying, "Mom, why don't you just talk to him? It'd be so much easier." I said, "No, no. This is your time to be the teacher." And he came home sick as a dog. This is actually a cute story. And we really didn't see each other because we've all been so busy until the night before last, I think. And I actually had and I walked by him in the hallway, and I couldn't breathe, and he couldn't breathe. He was unable to breathe almost, and you know, I was threatening to take him to the doctor, and couldn't get him on the table. And so I said, "Get outside." And I got some sage and saged him. And the smoke was pouring off his chest, all of this grief and sorrow. And this is stuff he had taken off of his dad, and who had believed, this is so interesting, that he was here to suffer, that the only way he would get to heaven is through suffering and pain. Hmm. And these two DVDs completely changed his belief system. But all the grief and sorrow that he had carried from this lifetime and others, no question about that, my son had taken on, who is, you know, he's becoming quite the healer, but he's learning now that, you know, you have to use some discernment with this stuff. And so I saged him, and he was just, God bless him, we could have done smoke signals, there was so much smoke. And then I saged myself, you know, just to get all that, because it went right from him to me, because that's what we do, right? And he was okay afterwards, and I was okay afterwards, but I was laughing, and he says to me, "Why do you do this stuff?" And I said, "Why?" I said, "Honey, it's a calling." And I said, "But, you know, you'll learn not to go in there and play yourself in front of somebody when you didn't do it." I said, "You know, you just took on your contract in this lifetime, as you've told me many times, loaded with karmic stuff in a matter of days with him, and moved him through, you know, who knows how many lifetimes of..."
Has he been in touch with his dad? I mean, has it held? And...
Oh, yes. This is big stuff. This is really big stuff. I mean, this is transforming his father. My son used to wear a crucifix ring that his grandmother got him from Italy. It was kind of a family thing. Everybody in their family wears them. And after my son watched the videos, he said, "Mom, I can't wear that ring anymore." And I said, "You're right. I'm glad that you saw that." And huge transformation. So this is the kind of stuff that I see happening right now, where people can overnight. And conversely, you know, my daughter has gone on some trek that I finally said I can no longer go there with her, and I've, you know, severed all communication.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, that's a shock. Is that a shock? I mean,
yes, actually, it is a shock. But I got very clear that in order for her to heal whatever she needs to heal, I need to completely step away.
Hmm.
And in order for me to be all right, I need to completely step away.
It's still hard, isn't it, to be the mother?
Mm-hmm. It was until I absolutely made the choice. And once I completely made it, I was all right.
Hmm.
But I had to fully step into it. I put a lot of years into this one. And the choices, I don't want to go into too much of this on the air, except that the choices that are being made at this time are jeopardizing a lot of people, and including herself, her son, and many others. And I just absolutely cannot participate. And I will not be the sounding board and the get yelled at and, you know, on and I absolutely can't support it. I can't support somebody who doesn't get a job and goes out and, you know, perches on a doorstep somewhere. And just, it's just insanity what's going on right now, and I absolutely can't be there. So it's a very big deal for me to ever do that because I've always been there. And she's in an age now, she's 40, going to be 48 this month.
Wow.
That it's time for her to move. She's going to have to go through some real rough times to step out of adolescence and evolve into her spiritual self. And it won't happen as long as I'm there to pull on and yell at. Won't happen. So I think it's very interesting that to see how things are shifting and changing, as, you know, this couple of things I quoted were really powerful. I think as a result for her, this is going to be very shocking, and I think it'll literally clear her head enough to be able to start seeing the kinds of choices she's making. I'm hoping it'll snap her out of the illusion that she's in at the moment, and I mean major illusion. We all function in the illusion, but she's delusional. There's a difference.
Well, one of the people you quoted was Karen, I think, a few weeks ago. She was saying that she'd had to, in this rapid change, she was separating from her own daughter and grandchildren for a while, too, wasn't she?
Yes, that was actually, yes, it was. And that's true. I forgot all about that, but yes. I think sometimes we have to make choices that are not very easy. At this timing, I've never been more clear about what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel it energetically. It was, it just felt as though it wasn't. Right now, from what I'm feeling lately, is whatever I need to do, I am literally being moved so directly that when it happens, it's just boom. There's no choice. There's, you know, as I told you, I was at the doctor's office the other day, and immediately the team showed me what the whole problem had been and where it came from and what needed to be done. In a matter of a moment, I was downloaded with all that information, and all choices were made within a matter of 15 minutes to correct the problem. It's just been amazing when these things are coming in now. They're coming in so strong that there's no question in my mind. There's no deviation. There's no wondering if I'm right or wrong. It's just there. So I'm definitely trusting that because God knows I've bumped into enough walls.
Well, you're percolating, dear.
Huh?
You're percolating.
Well, I think that we all are, and I think we all have this wonderful sense of urgency and kind of excitement and anticipation. So what's happening with you, Veronica, in terms of what you're looking at doing? Or how much are you willing to share of that?
Some of the specifics I'm not willing to share yet because I get, not superstitious, but, you know, you like to keep it close to your chest.
That's
but
okay.
I'm stepping forward, and I'm setting up some project that I've really been dreaming about for a long time.
Right.
And I'm feeling really, I think the biggest thing is that I'm feeling I'm kind of confident about it. I get sprayed like a fine nozzle periodically and forget which direction I'm going. You're not a Gemini, so you don't have to be that way, right?
I have a Gemini ascendant, so I do get some of that.
Okay. But I just feel more confident, more like I've ripened into something I want to do, you know?
Well, with the intentions that you have had, and they've been very clear, very solid, that it's absolutely no surprise to me that you would manifest your dream.
Thank you.
That's the time that we're in right now. That's all the work we've been doing. to move, you know, one of the intentions for every session lately is to identify, transmute, and change all subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs, contracts, and projections that stand in the way of having the life of our dreams. Mm-hmm. And in essence, that's what we're walking through right now, which mm-hmm. includes the shadow. And we've all had plenty of that stuff and questioned, you know, whether we were enough, if we could we attract it? But I think as we get more clear now, we're attracting, finally drawing to us that which we really desire, because we don't have the shadow stuff standing in the way. All the why nots.
You know, something I'm seeing in myself is that there's a part of me that will hide from some of these things because of some neuroses or those things that you just, the shadow things. But suddenly I'm really seeing when it's up. It's like, oh, you, and I keep going. It's like it's so vivid and clear that I get to see what I would have normally held back from.
Yes.
And go, oh, yeah, that. But it's so vivid that I go, oh, I know exactly what it is. So I think it's all just changing, and I'm more able to step forward and take a chance on what have we got to lose, really? You know what I mean? Take a chance on what it is you truly want to step to the next play. And the fact that they're brought to us half the time is that we know we're on track with the
team. Well, and that's what I was just saying, Veronica, is that that's what I'm seeing happen right now, that things are being dropped in our lap. They're being shown to us, that being made so obvious we can't possibly miss them. And the confirmation,
that's good for me. I like the obvious part.
Well, yeah, we all do. Or the big confirmations that are just boom right there, which is very exciting. So good news for all of you, you know, that we've been walking through, and again, I'm going to say to everybody, try to come to peace with anything and everything that's still hanging out there. Whatever you haven't resolved, go back to the mainframe, as the team has said, and came through Laura's dream as well. Go back to the mainframe, to the blueprint, to mom and dad, okay? Go back to anything that is a projection of mom and dad onto others, because it all is, you know, basically. And, you know, those exes and brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and bosses and whoever that you may still be carrying any kind of anger or resentment, and heal it, please, mm-hmm. because it'll hold you back. I mean, I feel that so strongly. And
I want to say welcome it when it comes up so that it goes faster, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yes. If it does come up, recognize it as such, and then decide what you need to do to heal it, mm-hmm. because hanging on to it locks you into the past. And it keeps you from moving forward. And none of us want to do that right now. There's too much out there, too much exciting happening to hold on to any of the old stuff. And, you know, shadow work, shadow work, shadow work, shadow work. You know, shame, 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 shame. Any of that stuff. You know, I love the team because they really set this all up so beautifully. As I look back at the shows, and you know, when we started with the shame shows and then went into the shadow and all of the progression, I'm very, very grateful for the progression. Of course, I didn't understand it, you know, totally at the time, obviously, but I sure understand it now.
A rolling scouring process.
Oh boy, yes, and I've really I've been scoured.
The show just kind of encapsulated your week, right?
Yeah, right. Well, it's certainly it's certainly been an interesting time for everyone, and I know many of you are working with many different levels right now of healing and clearing and lifting, and I think everybody's just doing so great. Lots of people leaving the planet. Lots of people's parents and relatives, and challenges still, financial challenges, business challenges, lots of things out there. Some of you, you know, who are sitting on the edge of and truly facing, you know, the critical focuses of this lifetime, and doing it with such courage. I have so much honor for you and for your grace and the courage that you've shown to do what you're doing. Many people working on relationships, certainly I have been.
Doing a great job, Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, it's really like you've had to dissemble all the ways you've constructed relationship all your life. And you've had to dissemble this construction and that construction in order to be stark naked.
Yes, I have definitely done that. And
good for you. What a lot of courage that takes.
Thank you very much. It's been a very interesting journey. And I can say I have somebody very interesting that I'm absolutely charmed by. So we'll see what happens. So
light on that.
What?
Light on that.
Yes, lots of light on that one. Very nice, very honorable person. Very refreshing. Okay, well, I'm going to go into channel and let you chat with the team.
All right, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Thank you, Jackie.
All right, everyone. Veronica, welcome, dear one. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
All of you listening out there during this very exciting time. Very exciting time. Lots of changes for all of you, and good work, everyone. We want you to know that we know you've all been working very, very hard. Clearing and cleaning and digging into all that stood in your way, asking for help and assistance, listening to the shows, calling us in. We're very much aware of all of you that call us in. We're very excited to see what you're all doing. And you're going to start finally seeing some damned results. All right? Now that's good news. We know a lot of you got pretty tired, right? Pretty beat up. But you're going to start seeing the fruits of your labor, the fruits of your hard work, the fruits of your diligence, and the fruits of your healing and clearing, the fruits of your self-love, of your self-value, your self-esteem, your self-honoring. All the work that you've done to fall in love with you, to appreciate you, to honor you, to respect you, to set new boundaries. Some of you never had boundaries. To know that you deserve. Working with your negative ego, and we know this has been a challenge, people, because the negative ego has been screaming bloody murder. Half of you have it locked in the closet somewhere. At some point, you need to let it out. Make peace as best you can. But also let it know who's boss. Now, you're always going to have to work with this one. This is still going to be a challenge, and it's all right. Recognize it when it comes up. Recognize it when it comes up. It's all right. Now, your intentions and attentions, we've talked about this so many times, more than ever before, you're going to be able, because you're processing information so quickly right now, that it'll become apparent to you. When your attention is off, when you're focusing on what you don't want, when you're focusing on the things that you don't like, when you're judging, all the things that lower your vibration. This is not the time to be doing that. Don't worry about those people out there. Put the focus where it needs to be. In the now moment. In the beauty and the magnificence of the now moment. Of your responsibility to yourself, your higher self, your soul, to human consciousness, of which you are part. Now we heard all these little voices out there. Wait a minute, I'm a star being, I'm a star being. Yes. You're a star being. And you are representing your group on Earth right now as a human, all right? A galactic human, but a human. Your job, to show up as fully as you can, to be as clear and clean as you can, to recognize that you're going to manifest now so quickly that wherever you put your attention, you're going to pull it in like that. You don't have the luxury of wandering. Of focusing on the negative, pointing fingers, comparing. That's not going to work for you. It'll work against you. Fine-tuning, always fine-tuning. And again, this sense of energy moving very quickly, moving through your body, moving through your experience. You feel like you're moving. Feels like you're going much faster than you normally go. Very exciting time. Now, merging and emerging. We wanted to. Actually, we wanted to, the channel to call it emergence, but we're going to end up probably doing a workshop on that anyway. Merging and emerging. Well, what does that mean for all of you listening? All the work that you've done on healing this lifetime and other lifetimes, freeing up those lifetimes to integrate the gifts and treasures, the wonder, the beauty, more fully into this one. It can only happen when that healing takes place, by the way. To allow in more of your higher self. Because as you move out, the toxic emotions and the damage, you make room for the higher vibrational frequencies of your higher self. So some of you are feeling taller, in case you haven't noticed this. Feeling taller, maybe bigger. You know, walking around touching your body, am I fat or what is this? Why do I feel so big? It's because you're holding more energy, more frequency, more vibration. And from our perspective, you are bigger, all right. You definitely are. And beautiful. Now it's going to be easier to identify those areas that are toxic. Oh, crap, I'm still dragging around that anger I hold at John or Bob or Bill or Tom or Mary or Mom or Dad or whoever. Grandma, Aunt Mary, whoever. And you're going to start feeling it in your energy field. You're actually going to start feeling it in your energy field and yourself. It's going to feel awful. Some of you may feel it in organs or whatever, but you're going to feel it. It's going to become so uncomfortable that it will force you to start dealing with, do I heal this now? I guess it may be easier to heal it. Because people, you don't want it to turn into disease. Get it out. Do what you need to do to forgive, to let go. Not just lip service now. We want you to look at these experiences. What is the gift in these experiences? What did I learn? What was I trying to show myself in this experience? Perhaps it was about power or love, lack of value. Perhaps it was trying to earn love. Oh, there's a long list of things it could be. But look in the for the gift. Look for the gift. When you find the gift, you can unhook. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to recognize the soul of the being that you've carried the anger at, and be able to send gratitude to that soul. Moms, dads, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives. Well, they did this and that to me, and look what everything they did, and they did this and they... Yes. And why were you still there? What were you trying to learn? What were you resistant to learning? You see, the more responsibility you take for this, the more you can look at it instead of blaming others. Look at how creative you are, because it's true. And if you could really get this, people, and unhook from everyone, your lives could become magical overnight. Now, we know this is a tall order, and the problem is because you're dealing with other lifetimes as well. We recognize it. But just having the intention will help set it up so that opportunities will come into your life to help you to unhook, to let go, to set free. Because truly, you're setting yourself free, people. And you're also setting the other free. In ways that you can't even imagine. Now, Veronica, we always know that you have questions.
I was just thinking how... Well, it's not that I'm directly thinking in terms of questions, but unhooking is such a job because I think that we humans have a kind of a ballast or a style of security in the way we hook. I notice that sometimes it's really difficult for people to release and then not feel like kites that are going to fly off into the sky.
Well,
you know?
Only when you're invested in the hook.
But when it
when
comes
you
to
invest
even other
in the
lives,
hook, you're
we
still
are.
Invested in the other person getting it, fixing it, changing it, paying for it.
Reflecting who we are back to us or something.
Well, explain what you just said.
Because I think a lot of people have a sense that their identity is stronger when someone reflects back to them on a regular basis.
Well, reflects what back, though? If you're angry at that person, what kind of reflection are you going to get?
I know, but there are people who will have combative relationships for a long time because they can't really bear to be apart. And some of that, I'm just questioning and answering and making it up at the same time, that I think some people need the reflection and they'll put up with a lot to keep that awareness of who they are in that context. You see?
Well,
I could be wrong.
Only Veronica, when you're dealing with a projection of some type, all right?
Yeah.
Because you're not dealing fully with just the person. You're dealing with whatever you've projected onto them. So
that's
if you have unresolved issues, let's say, with we'll use family members. We don't know if this is true, but we'll use family members in your case, all right?
Okay, sure.
Let's say you have an issue with mom, and you have projected some of that onto a sister.
Right.
You're going to need that relationship because you haven't healed mom, and you're playing it out with sister. All the anger and all the things you could never express to mom continue to play out with a sister. So the sister becomes the connection to mom.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah, and that could then fuel the need for the identity to be...
That's right. And ultimately also to the goddess.
Right.
And all the anger that's inherent with that because the goddess was taken away.
Hmm.
And whenever anything's taken away, there is a sense of abandonment. Tremendous loss, grief, etc. So
that makes it all really complex, doesn't it? I mean, it's quite a complex
thing. Well, nothing
thing.
Is simple. Did you want it all to be simple?
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, unfortunately, it's not. It is a matrix. It's layer upon layer.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we're trying to help people understand these days in sessions so that they can see things more clearly so that for a moment they can take all of that off long enough to see the way that it sets up. All right? And then it
right.
all goes back into place, but then they have a new blueprint that they can now look at that says, all right, this is what this is about. This is how it really looks. Now I can see it clearly. Even though all of these energies come in from different directions and distract me, I know the core. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Then, and remember also, the negative ego is going to push you into situations as well. The negative ego is the one that wants to be right, that needs to be right, that needs to make the other person wrong. That kind of silliness, all right? And whatever that dynamic is going on, no one wins because both parties walk away thinking that they won. At some level. See, I told you she was stupid or he was stupid or whatever. Or other names that you may use on one another. But when you recognize that you have an incredible attraction to a human, be they family or otherwise, and you have a need to continue to put yourself in a situation where there's going to be negative feedback, negative experience, over and over and over again, then you need to look at why.
Because a logical mind would say that you're trying to fix it, right?
Well, all right.
But the unlogical...
But we're not saying that that's not the case.
Hmm.
Because in a way, you are trying to fix it. It's just a matter of who are you trying to fix? And what are you trying to fix? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, are you trying to fix God or the goddess? Huh?
Well, all right, in the case of the channel,
mm-hmm.
the daughter, in terms of personality and energy, is the mother. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So the channel has struggled with this her entire life, and with the projections, and unable to get clarity to be able to see the daughter clearly or the mother clearly. Now, in the process of trying to earn the mother's love through the daughter, well, the daughter got away with all kinds of stuff because...
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Which allowed her to develop her negative ego to be quite large. All right. Now, what ended up happening to the channel? What did she attract in this? What she was most familiar with as being love. A relationship that was very negative, offensive, in some ways brutal, hurtful.
I did some of the same things.
You're correct with the reflection aspect of it. But you see where the problem was, is that as long as you have this projection, you're not feeling clearly, because as a mother with a daughter, there would have been a different dynamic. The mother being the channel with the daughter. Then the channel dealing with the daughter and the mother at the same time. It does get very complex.
It does. So now, to be conscious of what's going on is a mammoth job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you do this in relationships. All right? Most cases you will see that the husband or male partner is working out their relationships with the mother, with their female partner, and the female is working out her relationships with the father, with the male partner. It's a continuum. And ultimately with God and Goddess. That's the mainframe. And until you go back and heal that, those projections are going to get you into trouble over and over and over again.
So a person should do God, Goddess, rather than deal with the people in the...
No, do Mom, Dad.
A Mom and Dad.
Do Mom, Dad, because you can't really understand your relationship with God and Goddess at this stage. To some degree, yes. But remember, you project God onto Dad, Goddess onto Mom. That's your real blueprint here. That's why those relationships are always so loaded and difficult.
We're going to have to come to a close in about 2 minutes.
All right. Now, you've got people coming on. Tell about your show, dear.
I have great people coming on. Thank you. Next week is a woman whose last name I forget. It's Christina, and she's the right-hand person of Eric Pearl of Reconnection. So we're going to do some reconnection work next Tuesday night from 7 to 8. And the following week, I have Swami Beyond Ananda, and the week after that, Bruce Lipton. So we've got a really big lineup
coming
up. Oh,
yes. Well, we love Bruce, yes.
That's
actually,
8 to 9.
All
of
the guests are wonderful.
And I'm really excited because I'm learning so much from all these different reflections of truth and empowerment, you know.
And you do a beautiful job of interviewing them. Beautiful job.
Thank you.
And for all of you listening, of course, Veronica is on before this show. Every Thursday night as well, so you get to listen to both of them. What a wonderful experience, all right? For a lot of people, that's easier for them to listen to you as well, Veronica, when you come in before us.
Good, yes.
Now, we want to talk to all of you tonight. What, and again, you don't have to do this. We offer this with great love. If you desire, you may call us in. Ask tonight for clarity. In some aspect of your life that needs to be cleared up, that is a major piece that may be holding you back from something wonderful in your life, ask us to come in and work with you tonight. We are so happy to do that. So very happy to do that. We love you all so very much. We know who each one of you are. We have watched your progress. Even if you feel that you're new listening tonight, do not think that you just found us, because we knew you before you found us. So, right. And Veronica, we have great love for you, dear one.
Thank you.
That your path is going to be incredibly exciting. You've worked very hard in your life to be able to bring forward wonderful information to help and assist humanity and to do it with great integrity.
Thank you.
We send to each and every one of you our unconditional love, dear ones. Have fun with what's going on right now. Even at times if it's uncomfortable, know that in a moment it will change, all right? Until we speak with you again in this moment. Namaste.